Chapter 11, Physiology of the Muscular System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction and General Functions. The muscular system is responsible for moving parts of the body as well as the entire framework. In addition to movement, muscle tissue performs various other functions, including heat production and posture. Function of skeletal muscle tissue. Skeletal muscle cells have three notable characteristics. Excitability, also known as irritability, is the ability to be stimulated. Contractility is the ability to contract or shorten and produce body movement. Extensibility, the ability to extend or stretch, thereby allowing muscles to return to their resting length. Muscle cells have a number of structural features that contribute to their function. Muscle cells are called fibers because of their thread-like shape. The plasma membrane of a muscle cell is called a sarcolemma. The sarcoplasm contains T-tubules, a network of tubules and sacs found within muscle fibers. The membrane of the sarcoplasmic reticulum continually pumps calcium ions from the sarcoplasm and stores the ions within its sacs for later release. Muscle fibers contain many mitochondria and several nuclei. Myofibrils are numerous fine fibers packed close together in the sarcoplasm. A sarcomere is a segment of the myofibril between two successive Z-discs. Each myofibril consists of many sarcomeres. The sarcomere is the contractile unit of muscle fibers. In striated muscle, dark stripes are called A-bands. A light H-zone runs across the midsection of each dark A-band. Light stripes are called I-bands. A dark Z-disc extends across the center of each light I-band. T-tubules are transverse tubules that extend across the sarcoplasm at right angles to the long axis of the muscle fiber. They are formed by the inward extensions of the sarcolemma. The membrane has ion pumps that continually transport calcium ions inward from the sarcoplasm. This allows electrical impulses traveling along the sarcolemma to move deeper into the cell. A triplet of tubules is called a triad. It involves a T-tubule sandwiched between two sacs of sarcoplasmic reticulum. This allows an electrical impulse traveling along a T-tubule to stimulate the membranes of adjacent sacs of the sarcoplasmic reticulum. Each myofibril contains thousands of thick and thin myofilaments. There are four different kinds of protein molecules that make up myofilaments. Myosin makes up almost all of the thick filament. Its heads are chemically attracted to actin molecules. These heads are known as cross bridges when attached to actin. Actin is a globular protein that forms two fibrous strands twisted around each other to form the bulk of the thin filament. Tropomyosin is a protein that blocks the active sites on actin molecules. Troponin is a protein that holds tropomyosin molecules in place. Thin filaments attach to both Z-discs or lines of a sarcomere and extend partway toward the center. Thick myosin filaments do not attach to the Z-discs. The mechanism of contraction involves excitation, contraction, and relaxation. A skeletal muscle fiber remains at rest until stimulated by a motor neuron. This happens at the neuromuscular junction, which is the site where motor neurons connect to the sarcolemma at the motor end plate. The neuromuscular junction is a synapse where neurotransmitter molecules transmit signals. The neurotransmitter acetylcholine is released into the synaptic cleft that diffuses across the gap, stimulates the receptors, and initiates an impulse in the sarcolemma. A nerve impulse travels over the sarcolemma and inward along the T-tubules, which triggers the release of calcium ions. Calcium then binds to troponin, which causes tropomyosin to shift and expose active sites on the actin. The model of muscle contraction has been called the sliding filament model. When active sites on actin are exposed, myosin heads bind to them. Myosin heads bend and pull the thin filaments past them. Each head releases, binds to the next active site, and pulls again. This causes the entire myofibril to shorten. Immediately after the calcium ions are released, the sarcoplasmic reticulum begins actively pumping them back into the sacs. Calcium ions are removed from the troponin molecules, thereby shutting down the contraction. This causes relaxation of the muscle fiber. Muscle contraction requires energy. Hydrolysis of ATP yields the energy required for muscular contraction. ATP binds to the myosin head and then transfers its energy to the myosin head to perform the work of pulling the thin filament during contraction. Muscle fibers continually resynthesize ATP from the breakdown of creatine phosphate. Catabolism by muscle fibers requires glucose and oxygen. At rest, excess oxygen in the sarcoplasm is bound to myoglobin. Red fibers are muscle fibers with high levels of myoglobin, while white fibers are muscle fibers with little myoglobin. Aerobic respiration occurs when adequate oxygen is available from the blood. Aerobic respiration is slower than anaerobic respiration. Thus, it supplies energy for the long term rather than the short term. Anaerobic respiration is very rapid, providing energy during first minutes of maximal exercise. It may occur when low levels of oxygen are available. This results in the formation of lactic acid, which requires oxygen to convert back to glucose, which produces an oxygen debt, or excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. Glucose and oxygen are supplied to muscle fibers by blood capillaries. Skeletal muscle contractions produce a waste heat that can be used to help maintain the set point body temperature. Function of skeletal muscle organs. Muscles are composed of bundles of muscle fibers held together by fibrous connective tissue. The motor unit of a skeletal muscle is the motor neuron plus the muscle fibers to which it attaches. Some motor units consist of only a few muscle fibers, whereas others consist of numerous fibers. Generally, the smaller the number of fibers in a motor unit, the more precise the movements are, whereas the larger the number of fibers in a motor unit, the more powerful the contraction available. Myography is a method of graphing the changing tension of a muscle as it contracts. A twitch contraction is a quick jerk of a muscle that is produced as a result of a single brief threshold stimulus. It generally occurs only in experimental situations. The twitch contraction has three phases. In the latent phase, the nerve impulse travels to the sarcoplasmic reticulum to trigger release of calcium. During the contraction phase, the calcium binds to troponin and sliding of the filaments occurs. In the relaxation phase, the sliding of filaments ceases. TREPA, or the staircase phenomenon, is a gradual, step-like increase in the strength of contraction that is seen in a series of twitch contractions that occur 1 second apart. Eventually, the muscle responds with less forceful contractions and the relaxation phase becomes shorter. If the relaxation phase disappears completely, a contracture occurs. Smooth, sustained contractions are called tetanus. It is the result of a multiple wave summation, where multiple twitch waves are added together to sustain muscle tension for a longer time. In an incomplete tetanus, very short periods of relaxation occur between peaks of tension. In complete tetanus, the stimulation is such that twitch waves fuse into a single sustained peak. The availability of calcium determines whether a muscle will contract. If the calcium is continuously available, then contraction will be sustained. The continual partial contraction of a muscle is a tonic contraction. At any one time, a small number of muscle fibers within a muscle contract and produce a tightness or muscle tone. Muscles with less tone than normal are flaccid. Muscles with more tone than normal are spastic. Muscle tone is maintained by negative feedback mechanisms. Graded strength principle. The principle that skeletal muscles contract with varying degrees of strength at different times is known as the graded strength principle. A variety of factors contribute to the phenomenon of graded strength, such as 1. The metabolic condition of individual fibers. 2. The number of muscle fibers contracting simultaneously, where the greater the number of fibers contracting, the stronger the contraction. 3. the number of motor units recruited, 4, the intensity and frequency of stimulation, 5, the length-tension relationship, where the maximal strength that a muscle can develop bears a direct relationship to the initial length of its fibers. A shortened muscle's sarcomeres are compressed. Therefore, the muscle cannot develop much tension. An overstretched muscle cannot develop much tension because the thick myofilaments are too far from the thin myofilaments. 6. The strongest maximal contraction is possible only when the skeletal muscle has been stretched to its optimal length. 7. The stretch reflex, which describes the body's attempt to maintain constancy of muscle length in response to increased load. The load imposed on a muscle influences the strength of a skeletal contraction. This maintains a relatively constant length as load is increased up to a maximum sustainable level. Isotonic contraction is a contraction in which the tone or tension within a muscle remains the same as the length of the muscle changes. The two varieties of isotonic contractions are concentric, in which the muscle shortens as it contracts, and eccentric, where the muscle lengthens while contracting. An isotonic contraction literally means same tension. All of the energy of contraction is used to pull on thin myofilaments and thereby change the length of a fiber's sarcomeres. Isometric contraction is a contraction in which muscle length remains the same while muscle tension increases. Isometric literally means same length. Most body movements occur as a result of both types of contractions. Function of cardiac and smooth muscle tissue. Cardiac muscle is found only in the heart. It forms the bulk of the wall of each chamber. It is also known as striated involuntary muscle. Cardiac muscle contracts rhythmically and continuously to provide the pumping action needed to maintain constant blood flow. Cardiac muscle resembles skeletal muscle, but has unique features related to its role in continuously pumping blood. Each cardiac muscle contains parallel myofibrils. Cardiac muscle fibers form strong, electrically coupled junctions, or intercalated discs with other fibers. These individual cells also exhibit branching. Cardiac muscles form a syncytium, which is a continuous, electrically coupled mass. Cardiac muscle fibers form a continuous contractile band around the heart chambers that conducts a single impulse across a virtually continuous sarcolemma. T-tubules are larger and form dyads with a rather sparse sarcoplasmic reticulum. Cardiac muscle sustains each impulse longer than in skeletal muscle. Therefore, impulses cannot come rapidly enough to produce tetanus. Cardiac muscle does not run low on ATP and does not experience fatigue. Cardiac muscle is self-stimulating. Smooth muscle is composed of small, tapered cells with single nuclei. No T-tubules are present in smooth muscle, and only a loosely organized sarcoplasmic reticulum is present. Calcium comes from outside the cell and binds to calmodulin instead of troponin to trigger a contraction. No striations are present because thick and thin myofilaments are arranged differently than in skeletal or cardiac muscle fibers. Myofilaments are not organized into sarcomeres. There are two types of smooth muscle tissue. In a single unit, or visceral smooth muscle, gap junctions join smooth muscle fibers into large continuous sheets. It is the most common type, forming a muscular layer in the walls of hollow structures, such as the digestive, urinary, and reproductive tracts. Exhibits autorhythmicity and produces peristalsis. Multi-unit smooth muscle, on the other hand, does not act as a single unit, but is composed of many independent cell units. Each fiber responds only to nervous input. The big picture, muscle tissue in the whole body. The functions of all three major types of muscle are integral to the function of the entire body. All three types of muscle tissue provide the movement necessary for survival. The relative constancy of the body's internal temperature is maintained by waste heat generated by muscle tissue. This maintains the relatively stable temperature of the body.